want to kill the king.
Ah, yes. Wait, I king.
It's a good battle.
It was a very good battle.
Perhaps we should investigate that sword.
Hmm. Who's doing what?
Well, it's clearly magical, so I won't bother.
It is magical.
But it can tell me what school of magic it is.
I think this would be classified as evocation?
Okay. Evocation?
So you see, like, magical energy dissipating from it?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, it's not as strong as it once was.
Okay.
Before that guy grabbed it.
Can I pick it up in, like, a cloth so I'm not touching it?
And it's underwater, isn't it?
Yeah. And return it, like, on the throne?
You do?
Do I start to see its power increasing?
It's still magical, but you don't see any new energy flowing into it.
Okay.
In fact, if you're looking at, like, the energy lines, from what you're aware of the architecture of this place, it looks like you see old lines of magic that were coming from those sarcophagi, but because they were broken, no new magic.
Okay.
If you spend enough time in here, you can tell that they were using the power of the people in those sarcophagus to bring this guy back to life.
Okay. And so that's what the spell for that's what the spell was.
Yeah, to make him into a god, basically.
Which didn't work out.
No, it especially. Did transfer some of that into his sword. So the sword is still magical, but it's not enough to fry you.
Okay. Like that guy.
Like that guy.
So, like, what's the difference? What will be the difference between that and Shane's long sword that's magical?
Well, it's pretty all right.
Yeah?
It's a +2 great sword.
Okay.
And it has 17 charges of lightning bolt.
Whoa.
Oh. That's pretty all right.
That's the power I used.
So, 17 charges and then it's over, or is it refill?
It might do a refill per day.
No, it doesn't refill. You would need someone to re-enchant it.
Okay. Gotcha.
Basically. Have Andrew for me.
He's not that kind.
I don't know arcane type.
So it functions like a wand when you cast the spell, but you do not need to be proficient.
Okay. That's nice.
In magic at all to do it.
That's especially good for him.
You just speak the command word that's on the hilt.
Which is what?
It can be whatever you want.
What?
So this is
flash.
So the sword has this ability in it.
Yeah.
So it's 17 charges.
So instead of plus. Okay, it's +2, you said? Versus attack
bonus? It's a +2 magic. So if you had a +1 magic before...
You get one more plus on
so top. Your great sword that yours is magic, is at a +7?
Yeah.
It would be a +8?
+8, yep. And it has 17 charges of lightning bolt.
I mean, I would love to have some kind of range, but I also think that, this would go well with
is you. Is that a one-handed sword?
It's a great sword, right?
It's two-handed.
It's two-handed.
It's a two-handed sword?
Like what he's already using.
I just would love to give him a shield.
yeah,
that'd be great, but he needs heavy armor.
But he could also get better armor, too. Yeah. I have lightning-resistant armor, which might, you know...
It'd be cool if you could do it and, like, summon it down upon yourself and, like...
Yeah. I mean, that's what the one guy does who I've
basically
taken as my enemy, you know? Like, I gotta find his brother. His... But we also have that one... That part of the weapon we want to take back to school and figure out how it worked, too.
We had that lance, right?
Yeah, the lance.
Yeah, we had the whole thing.
The whole thing. It's gigantic.
Yeah.
That's just with our camp or whatever
it's
our stuff.
It's a mighty.
Is.
Was it?
Is
great
it a
spear something? Lance.
Well, we are giving it to Shane?
I don't want it.
I can't use it.
Okay.
So it's between you two, I guess.
I did fight for it. No.
I don't want
to. I did take it.
I don't want to. It would be a strength weapon, and I need dexterity. I have no strength. So
everything else be the same?
Between you two of who would
2d6 plus 4 damage?
So Shane's just getting it, right?
Would it add to his
damage? In the conversation,
okay, you want
to... No. You're writing it down already. I've lost my time. I'm happy with my Warhammer.
Now, there's also
I guess
the
that's
crown.
An who you are.
It's not, but...
The crown?
Mm-hmm. Which is also magical.
I just found this in Stygos, though. You know?
What do you say?
Like it's my... signature weapon, you know,
the hammer,
which is the weapon I use.
17 lightning bolt strikes?
17.
17 charges.
Ever. You gotta keep track of that.
Yeah.
You need to get it back, you need to...
I don't have to use it every time, right?
No.
It's like Yun's sword. He can pull that trigger and have the lightning?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would maybe like...
Rick knows what I'm talking about.
Maybe put your 17 number somewhere that's more apparent, you know, for you.
Yeah.
What does the
that
crown do?
So much better.
Yes.
I asked that.
I asked that.
I mean, I asked that a while ago, and he said there's also a crown. I was like, what's that do? And I didn't want to cut Eric off.
So it's a circlet of blasting.
Circlet of blasting.
Mm-hmm.
What does that do?
So anyone can wear it. You can use an action to cast the Scorching Ray spell.
Okay.
When you make the spell's attack, you do so with an attack bonus of +5. The circlet cannot be used this way again until the next dawn. So, Scorching Ray, you create 3 rays of fire and hurl them at targets within range. You can hurl them at one target or several, make a ranged attack for each ray. When I hit, they do 2d6 fire damage. Range is 120 feet.
So you get one of those a day, pretty much.
One a day.
Pretty all right.
I'd say between you two, maybe. Aaron, you already have like a fireball thing.
I have my fire. I mean, it depends on what I take, because a lot of my spells, like, I have to prepare them each day. So, depending on what I take, I try to make sure I have some ranged stuff, because then all my animal forms are pretty much melee.
Yeah.
So I try to make sure I have some kind of rangy things I can do.
Okay. Calvin, you want that?
I mean, I would definitely like it.
The only reason I say I like it is because
write it down.
I don't have a card. I don't need to write it down.
So I'd say you can have that.
I don't need it. I have my Ring of Animal Influence, which is nice. And then I have my health amulet thing, which is nice. So.
Okay. Both of those you got from the Dragon's Lair, right?
Yes.
Do you want to be the...
No, you can have it.
Barbarian King.
Wait,
I will be no king.
Kings? Oh, hang on.
I will be no king. I will have no crown. King, Calvin.
What's it called, Rick?
I found it.
Scorching Ray.
There's nothing.
I didn't know which one it was in. So that's once per day.
We had a new dawn, right? Before we came here?
Yeah. We stayed at Stygoth's place.
6, okay.
Cool. For what?
Every dawn, I have to reroll a d3. And I get that many expended charges back on my ring.
Oh, okay.
So
you have a Zachy sword. You got some fire crown
matches.
Now, Calvin, do you wear that over your hood or under?
Probably under.
Under. Okay.
So, you take the crown off the king's head.
Mm-hmm. It wakes up.
No, he still just sits there.
Okay, yeah, cool.
Are you just leaving him there?
Push mode.
Sit on the throne.
This is a barbarian king, correct?
Does he have that cool shield?
I have nothing against this.
It's too
rotted.
Rusted.
I have nothing against this man's final resting place. So.
So, there were some sarcophagus that you guys didn't check into.
There were, sure. Yes.
We'll go back to that. I'll look into the one that had the weird pulsing thing.
Okay.
The green cord or whatever.
Yeah, the vine
the
cord
owl
stuff.
And raven one.
The stone arch above this tomb is decorated with a pair of glyphs, the sign of the owl and the raven. Inside the alcove rests a stone sarcophagus. It is split into 2 halves, upper and lower, bound together by loops of woven green cord.
Yeah, you said it was like pulsating.
Yep, it is.
All right.
You want to do another nature check?
Sure, I'll do another nature check. Well, that's a 6 plus 6 is 12.
Good job.
So these are animated vines. Damn. So they will attack you if you get too close.
Can I just
get
cut
your
the vines?
Animated vine out?
Can I just take out my scimitar and cut the vines off?
You can get a surprise attack against one of them. There are 2 vines.
Surprise attack on the vines, huh?
I mean, 2 of you could surprise attack
time.
Together.
Talk. Yes.
You have a lot of attacks.
Yep.
Thane, you should attack him too, because you have more attacks than I.
All right,
I'm
so both
here.
Of you roll 2 attacks with advantage.
I'm just kidding.
2 attacks with advantage.
You guys get no attack bonus.
So 9.
You need a
9.
14 to hit.
Plus 8, so I hit the first one.
Okay.
And then attack it with this, like my d8.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or your d10 if you're 2-handed.
Fucking shit, alright.
I get 2 no matter what. It's not the first one.
Yeah, you can't go 1-handed.
Alright, 5 plus 7 for damage.
Okay.
First attack.
Alright, it's cut.
Alright. Shane?
So roll 2 attacks.
So 10, and then you have advantage, so...
He did.
Oh,
so take the higher one.
10? Okay. Well, that was actually both my attacks, but... Okay.
Oh, yeah, okay. And then roll them both again.
Okay,
yes. Those both would have hit.
19.
And
yeah.
No natural 17. 20s, though. Okay.
19, 17.
All right, so roll damage. Damage, and then again.
Is that a 6 or a 6 and a 2 is 8? Plus 4?
Plus 4. So
that's enough. So they're cut.
Okay.
Good.
Thank you. Good set.
You're welcome. I don't know what we did.
You cut the vines.
So. All right. You guys cut the vines so I can open this sarcophagus.
Okay.
Thing.
Open
more needles.
Sarcophagus.
Grab it and open it cautiously, looking out for needles to shoot out at me.
He's playing that stuff.
Could be a monster in here. Could be something good in here. I don't know. The last one we opened had a treasure trove.
Yes.
Oh. A mummy.
Mummy!
Hello.
I talk to it. It is now our new companion.
General Kenobi. Roll initiative.
Oh, initiative.
Man. Yeah, you gotta fight the mummy.
All right, we'll kill the
12 one. Plus 1, 13.
11.
13.
Two.
Where's
your mission
modifier?
Two?
Plus one.
Okay, it's me, Rick.
I go first.
I put myself in front of it. I figure I'm in front of it.
A mummy might be susceptible to fire damage.
So everyone at the mere side of the mummy needs to make a wisdom save.
Ah, fuck.
Blasphemy.
My wisdom modifier is negative one.
That's not great.
15 plus...
So
19.
Roll d20. 4. 19. The wisdom save.
You need a 16 or higher.
I got 20, natural.
It's not one?
But my modifier is negative one, so
no. No, it's your save.
Oh, okay.
It's a wisdom. Doesn't matter anyway.
Fuck. Six.
Thane.
What about you?
I got 20.
Okay, so Thane is paralyzed with fear for...
You didn't take the sword.
Okay. My defaults.
Cool, easy on
I was using them as markers.
I feel like
before.
Jim Carrey when he went over and he has those tickets.
They slipped out of my hands.
It's like the re-dead from Ocarina of Time when they see you and it's like,
You're paralyzed with fear for 3 rounds, Shane.
Oh.
So you can do nothing.
Jesus, Shane.
All right, let's just knock him over.
Dang. You just carry him somewhere else?
Dang. Damn.
What do you used to call that? World War One?
Shell shock.
Yeah.
All right, he's going to try to attack
kill you,
boy. Aaron.
Yes.
Mommy.
He's going to use a slam.
Are you my mummy?
20 versus AC.
Damn it. Damn it, Rick.
He hits hard.
Damn it, Rick.
How much you hit for?
Well, he hits for 12.
Oh.
He did 12 damage?
Yep, but you need to make a constitution save.
Damn it. 14.
Alright, you saved.
Good.
Against mummy rot.
Oh, the disease.
It's real bad. You don't want it.
Unani rot.
That's what I was thinking too.
I think he only gets one attack. No, he doesn't. He gets another one.
He gets another attack?
No.
Oh.
Okay. Or gets none of the disease.
Well, he gets the glare, but we already did that. So that was the mummy. So Thane can't do anything. So Torque.
Yep.
Attack
this mummy.
Attack.
Kill it with fire or hammers.
I'm not raging.
Okay, then don't. Just hit
it. So you still get 2 attacks.
Hit the damn.
Should I? Okay. All right. So that is a 9 plus 8 to hit.
17.
That hits. And you just. This is just a hit, right? You mentioned fire before, but this is just...
I don't have any fire.
Okay.
You have fire clothes.
10 damage.
Okay.
And then another hit. I'm not raging currently. So.
Yep, still get another.
That is the same. 17 to hit. And 7 plus 8, which is 15, right?
Are you using two-handed?
I was... no.
Oh.
Allure.
Let's summon my flame blade.
Ah, alright.
And strike this mummy that tried to rot me.
He did. He tried real hard. It's a real shame.
15.
He did rot you.
Plus 7.
Yeah.
Got
an AC of 11.
Good.
He's a mummy.
That's. Under wraps.
That's 16.
How much of that is fire damage?
Well, it's all fire damage.
Damn. All right.
16. I don't know if I do pluses or not.
No, but it's double.
So there's 16 damage, Rick.
Double.
Well, then double it.
32.
All right. He dies.
Yay.
So,
yet again, I have done nothing.
So you hit him with your flaming sword, and he just immolates, catches on fire, and burns to dust in mere seconds.
Great.
The immolation scene, Rick.
All right. Anything else in the sarcophagus? Just was a mummy?
An onyx circlet worth 50 gold pieces.
50 gold pieces.
3 bronze spearheads worth about 1 gold piece to a collector.
Okay.
We should donate those to the school.
He also has a magical amulet.
Oh, I love magical amulets.
Well, what's that do?
Someone want to put it on?
Maybe not Calvin, because he has a bad track record. No.
Well, he
may
is,
be me.
He is inside the owl and the raven one. I touched those sigils upstairs, and I was fine.
Uh-huh.
Or at least I got built, so...
You want to do that?
Under the assumption that this is owl slash raven related somehow, sure, I'll put it on.
You just want the magical item.
Well, you want to put it on? Go ahead. It just, this is druid
bar- I mean, I do.
Barbarian land.
But...
And last time someone touched it, even the barbarian over there, he touched a bear, hurt.
No, it's not cursed.
Thane touched one, turned him into a, or summoned a water elemental.
Yeah.
All right, who's trying it on to see what happens?
It's an amulet of armor. It gives plus one AC.
Oh,
I could really use that.
Calvin really could.
I killed that mummy. That's a good thing.
I could
have detected
good and evil from it.
Calvin has the worst AC.
What? Oh, is he?
I feel like he should get.
I could definitely use it.
What is yours? 14.
But he also stands back.
He does. True. I go into. I mean, I could use. I go into.
I mean,
shit too.
Last time we came in here, I was resurrecting Shane like three times in a row.
Yeah, but I'm usually right there in front.
Yeah. I mean, I plan on getting a new set of armor that's going to put me up to 17. I mean, if I had that, I'd go up to 18 with that as well.
Me too.
And I am more of a tank DPS thing, but Calvin just, he's such a low AC.
I can wait and give more armor to the tanks because I do stand back a lot.
Let's.
I need a lightning sword.
I'm definitely gonna get more armor out of this.
All right. Well,
just take it. Right,
I'll take the ammo.
Holcomb, why don't you use this, and I'll be king. You'll have it, and then maybe we can swap it as we get back to wherever we are. To
just
see.
Like sure. Across the room.
You know what I mean?
Calvin, catch.
Okay.
Do we
Calvin
have a card, an item card, or
is there an item card for that record?
No, there isn't. Okay. This is close, but it's not.
Calvin, just write down your equipment that you have. The amulet gives you plus one. Can I just wear like 50 of those?
No, you get one neck slot item. You get two ring slot items. You get one head slot.
Forgive me if I'm... Calvin, do you still have your amulet that you wear?
Well...
To keep your things in?
You can't fit two.
I'm just saying, if there's one neck slot, I think yours might be used.
That's true.
I guess.
Can you take that off?
We'll all suffer the consequences if I did.
Alright.
Yep, I'll take it then. Sorry, Calvin.
No, you're not. You're gleeful.
Yeah, because you can't go up in armor if you want to continue to torque, right?
If I put half metal, half sheet metal on, I can go up one more.
Half plate.
Half plate. Sheet metal. Just like a bar.
You shake your arm and it goes, wah, wah, wah.
Alright, so that's all that's in there.
That's it for this room. Do you want to go to the bear?
Perhaps, yes. Let's investigate the bear. I don't believe it was wrapped with clues.
It's not.
Or anything, right?
Nope.
What's it went at health-wise?
I'm at 35 of 49.
I'm at max 38.
All right. I'm at 36.
I'm at 17.
17, Jesus. Okay. Well, I guess I'll... Yeah, sure. I'll try to open it.
All right, so another mummy appears. Whereas the last mummy was in robes, this one is in armor.
Nice. Oh, okay. So no 11 AC this time.
Mummy! Mummy!
All right, everyone needs to roll for the fear again.
And for the fear?
Yeah.
And I was expecting a mummy, Rick.
I know, but...
I was prepared.
Oh, no, okay. A target that succeeds is immune to it for all mummies for the next 24 hours.
Okay, cool.
Oh, well, those who failed.
So he has to try again.
Try again, please. Please, Shane. You have to do it. Please succeed.
Okay.
11.
Plus
his... What is it?
15?
Constitution?
Oh, for Constitution?
No,
wisdom. It's wisdom.
Wisdom. 15?
15's
enough.
All right.
Good. What was the cutoff?
15.
15?
Yeah.
Jesus, dude.
The first one, and the second one, okay, Thane, there might be a mummy in here.
I gotta ask you, Rick, have you ever once, changed, the standard? Like, if it was real close?
I mean, I have in the whole time I've Dungeon Mastered, yes.
Okay, but have you done it in this campaign once?
I haven't done it this session.
No comment.
Okay, not this session.
Yeah. Why does it matter?
There's no comment.
I wonder if I would've got 14 if you would've fucking given me. That's what I'm wondering.
Alright. Initiative.
Mm. 13.
Eat the mummy this time.
Oh, 20!
Jesus! Jesus!
You slammed it down.
Oh, you fucking had your hand on it.
After all that, I got natural 20.
I need Volcom and Thane.
10.
Damn it.
Thane.
I tossed my green one over there. It got a 20.
Already. Thane.
Six.
Plus.
He's last. Elora. First, last. No, Torque. Torque got 20.
All right, yep. Attack.
Fourth.
Okay.
All right. That's a 13, 21.
That hits.
Oh, now I know what you were doing.
I'm out of cheat sheet now.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to use my D10. One. Square. So that's eight.
Another square.
All right, so eight D6. Damage. Okay. And then I get two hit attacks, so that is 9, 17 to hit.
That hit.
Eight. So it's a 15 more damage.
Okay. I really want me to beat him.
So, yes, with this, I shouldn't have to do more math.
All right, so you're hitting. You hear bones just crunch like Rice Krispies. Yeah. Snap, crackle, pop.
Yep.
But he doesn't seem to register the pain. It is Elora's turn.
Okay.
I close my fist and my flame blade reappears in my hand. It hasn't been over 10 minutes yet, but some of that.
Yep.
So, and I strike with my flame blade. 12 plus 7.
Damn. Hits.
Yes, Rick, yes.
I just want to mummy rot one of you fools.
No, mummy rot!
Actually, I think Thane's immune.
8 damage, so 16 total this time.
Flame damage.
Okay. I got 2, I don't know why.
Survives. I do get an attack!
No!
No!
Elora!
What?
I hit!
You what? Damn it, Rick, what are you doing?
29.
29? Holy shit!
You have to do so much!
And you have to make a Constitution saving throw.
I'm just gonna be like, ooh, goddamn.
Not a 7.
And make a con save. You need a
12. 16 plus 5.
Yeah, you're fine.
Jesus.
All right. Welcome.
Shane was right to be so scared.
Yeah.
Bane.
Mummy's another joke.
Is it on fire?
Fire. Use fire.
Yes.
The mummy's on fire.
Quickly. Fire.
Eldritch Blast.
Okay.
Fire!
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 Fire! Yes! Got like 24 and. Okay, good. Second one was higher. 7, 9. Edge.
Fire?
Force.
Okay. I said fire, Calvin! Fire damage! You have a circlet of blasting, it's bound to be fire!
9, yeah, that's Scorching Rays. 9 for both attacks?
Yeah. Okay.
Let me run in.
All right,
so 7
still alive. Unless I can add Thane, something to it.
Who is not afraid.
I like to think that Gus Bones
is not afraid anymore, gentlemen.
Is he just watching us?
Yeah, he's just watching.
Hey, he got blood.
You guys are fine. You greedy bastards.
No one's been diseased yet?
Not yet.
I'm about to be mummy rotted one day.
Okay.
Mummy rot.
It's my dream. Not happening.
20! Natural 20!
Natural 20 for right. One of them.
He's dead. He's well dead.
But. Hey, none of them rolled lower than the three.
So funny.
They make these,
yeah,
like rainfall.
Yeah, they're really funny. Do it again. Do it again. These.
Oh shit! One bounced out.
Right, I'm gonna need the player's handbook.
I have a cheat sheet.
Cheat sheet for what?
For my damage and my attacks. So if I roll, let's say a 6, I just look like, well, my modifier puts it at 14 for my main weapon.
Yeah, but.
Yeah.
Then when you get a magical weapon, all this changes.
It'll change, but I'll just change it there, you know. I thought it'd be funny to do. And now I can just be like, all right, yeah, so 17 to hit, 18, you know, damage. Plus I suck at math, and we're high level now, so there's a lot of math to do. All
right, so there is, he's wearing plate armor plus 1.
Woo!
There you go, Shane.
So yeah, that
is 19 AC.
That'd be
awesome. I guess
I'll take that. You guess? Well, you're the only one that can wear it.
Without a shield. So if you have a shield, it's 21.
Thank you.
And his shield is magical.
He has a shield?
He does.
My greatsword is pretty great.
Yeah, but a shield, 21 AC?
Well, so...
A greatsword that shoots lightning?
It's a magical shield.
It is, but it is still just plus 2 AC. But while holding the shield, you have resistance to damage from ranged weapon attacks.
Oh, I would love that.
However, the shield is cursed.
Kevin, you're cursed. Take.
So cursed. Let's just pile up our curses? It's a great idea.
Whenever a ranged weapon attack is made against a target within 10 feet of you, you become the target instead.
Oh, that's not great.
That's good. I like it for the tank, though.
Yeah, for the tank, that's great.
Shield of Missile Attraction.
Shield of Missile Attraction.
So that gives me... what armor class? I mean, I'm already...
It's only a plus two like any other
shield. Yeah, it's like any other shield, but you have resistance against, like, arrows.
So range weapons will be less on you.
Javelins.
And then when I'm ranging, I already have resistance.
True.
So I'd have resistance and resistance?
It doesn't stack.
Or it doesn't stack. So all it would do was attract things to me.
The thing that wouldn't be too bad is, like...
You would have resistance while you're not raging.
Yeah.
I think one of the best things for it, too, would be, like, if Shane had a sword with that, he'd be at a 21 AC, and then next to other melee players, they would have to attack him, which is already a higher AC, so they have a higher threshold to have to hit. Yeah. They can't focus on, like, Volcom.
Only the ranged. It only does...
It makes range attack him?
Yeah.
Oh, anytime a melee, you said.
The last sentence.
Yeah, it has to be a ranged attack.
Yeah.
Within 10 feet of you.
If you two were standing next to each other and someone tried to shoot you and he had the shield, then shoot him.
Yeah.
Okay. So
if you tried to shoot...
If they're within 10 foot of Volcom, right?
Yeah. Yeah, whoever has the shield.
Okay, but you get resistance on that. Yeah. So that's still not that bad. It's not like cursed.
No.
That's not bad at all.
But even if you're not having the shield, you still attract the arrows.
Yeah. Once you're attuned to it, removing the shield does not end the curse.
Yep.
Ah, interesting.
Wait, so even if you're not using the shield anymore, you still get the curse?
You still attract the missiles. Yeah.
Forever? Yeah.
Whenever a ranged weapon attack is made...
Until someone casts Remove Curse on you.
Yeah, is made against the target within 10 feet.
My shield is important, so I need not
that
shield.
All right, do you want to look at the fox?
Don't really want
it. Do you want to see what it says?
I'd like my greatsword.
Yeah. Okay.
I went from 16 to 19.
I would like to heal somehow. So,
me too. I'm at 17.
Well, you have lay on hands, or you can spend hit dice if you want to take half an hour.
I can use my bomb if we want to not, or if we want to wait, I can use my hit dice.
I mean, we don't have any more battles or anything in here unless like a surprise monster happens, so.
Well, there's a sarcophagus, and the mummy last time hit me for like 29 damage, and I'm sitting at 7.
How many more sarcophaguses do we have?
There's one more left.
Well, okay.
Is that what it is? There's one more intact one.
Unless someone else wants to open it.
I'm out. Yeah.
I just don't want to get killed at 7 health because we wanted to...
How about we have the tanks open it?
We could rest for 30 minutes before we open it.
Or you could do your balm. I could do my lay on hands, eat some good berries.
I can do my phone.
Lay on hands is level times 5.
Before that, do we want to have someone use the shield or not?
I don't need the shield. Yeah. My shield's already important to me.
I can't really use it.
Yeah.
I don't know. You're probably not proficient in shields, are you?
No.
I'd rather have a sword.
Yeah. When I have a magic shield.
Does the magic shield that you have give you...
Does it have any abilities?
Additional armor? Like, is it a shield plus one? So a regular shield plus one?
I think it's just a plus two shield.
Yeah, my shield is just a plus two.
Okay.
I think most shields are plus two.
I mean, I don't like... I'm not like, oh, fuck yeah. But, I mean, if you guys think it's better, I can do that. I'm also DPS in terms of hits, too. You know, so, I don't know. Should I focus on mostly trying to be more of a tank? My armor class is 17 right now. We could also just sell it. It's probably worth something, too.
Magical items are always worth a good bit.
I'm not like wanting to incorporate in my playstyle, honestly. So we want to heal, Aaron?
I want to heal. I just want to know if we're resting and I'm using hit dice or if I need to use like my spells and stuff.
Okay. Why not rest? 30 minutes for a short rest.
Okay.
We can do that. We're not having a time frame or anything. I would say no, Calvin, but Rick, how much would that be?
What?
Value of the shield?
I can,
because I don't think anybody's going to use it, but we could sell it.
It's, yeah. I mean, you would need to find someone interested in it. So
keep a hold of it.
You don't know.
Maybe we shouldn't say that it's cursed.
It's not good marketing.
I'm at 30. I feel safer at 30. We get back half our hit dice at long rest?
Yep.
I'll just use healing hands and give you 5 more. Is that better?
Okay.
Fuck it. I have good berries, right?
Yeah, why?
How many do I have? 2?
2. Okay.
You are?
They give you 1 health.
Yep. So,
you don't have to eat.
6, 47.
Now you have 24 hours to spend, so. 48 hours.
I have good berries, too.
Everyone has 2.
He usually just gives us one a day. I've just been accepting that I get to.
They last for 24 hours. I can make 10 in a day, so I usually give each of you guys two. So 2, 4, 6, and I keep. I
have 39 now. And plus, we get something just resting for 30 minutes.
And they're handy because not everyone has
you
a heal.
You just get your hit dice thing that Yuri did, right?
Yeah.
It's handy when everyone doesn't have a heal that you can pop those in to be able to revive somebody so they don't die.
Mm-hmm.
All right, who's opening the last tomb?
I'll open it.
I'll be behind him.
Ready my thorn whip to hit a mummy in the face.
Roll initiative.
What?
Initiative.
Already?
It's a mummy. He's opening mummy. It, right?
Yep, I'm opening it.
Fine.
Damn it.
6.
1. Plus 4 is 5.
12.
At least I got it out now.
18.
Welcome's first.
I killed him as a rat. That was fun.
So 12 set of commercials.
12!
So this mummy appears to be in dark clothes and has a cloak.
A He's dark a thief. Cloak.
All right. I am going to use.
No, the mage was the first one, Eric. Fire.
Where are you guys standing? Are you standing?
I opened this. I'm close.
I thought I was behind Eric. That's what I was trying to say.
He's cowering behind me.
Did you like push it open and then?
Oh, does he have to stand back? Is there a glare? Or is that on his turn?
Exactly.
We all passed now. So.
Yeah, you all passed.
Okay, Shane passed. That's right. Okay. I forgot.
All right, Calvin, what you doing? Fire, Calvin.
I would like to do. I would like to do circle.
I want to be like. Oh,
circle of blasting?
Circle of blasting, but I don't know if they're in the way.
No, can I stand targeted, one? Right?
Yeah, but it's a ray still, isn't it?
No.
Okay.
No, it's like magic missiles. So
do it, Calvin.
All
right. Just do it all to this mummy, right?
Yeah.
Okay. It's as if it's a plus 5 attack?
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. Do it.
13.
Hits.
13.
14.
Hits.
And 14.
Hits.
Cool.
So
3 hits.
2d6 per ray. No, I can't cast it at third level. I'm sorry. I was going to try and get another ray, but I can't. Put it back in.
That was a bunch of bullshit. There we go.
Oh, shit. All right. All
right.
So all this is damage?
Yep. 10, 23 damage. Fire
damage.
46, maybe?
He lives!
Really?
Damn. He does.
But he's on fire.
He is. Oh, yeah. Mummy's turn. Torque!
Yep.
Mummy's turn already?
I still don't know why you have a 15 strength. You could almost use that bow.
Almost.
I have a 16 strength.
I have to roll a 19 or a 20.
I have 15.
Miss! 17.
All right. Thane.
It would be literally 19? Impossible for me to use the bow.
Oh, never mind.
Yeah, it's you to hit now.
Well, you still get an natural 20.
Okay, so that's just 19.
You hit.
And the other one is 9.
What?
It's a natural 1.
He's doing his. Oh. You're doing both attacks. Is that what you're doing?
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Okay. So you hit with one attack.
You hit with one.
You miss with the other.
Okay. Nope. Didn't even. Oh, I got it. So 9 plus 13.
He's dead.
He's dead, one health.
He had 12.
Okay. Dig it up, Jim.
All right. The only thing magical on him is his cloak.
What's it do?
Cloak of the Bat.
Ugh.
While wearing this cloak, you have advantage on dexterity stealth checks. In an area of dim light or darkness, you can grip the edges of the cloak with both hands and use it to fly at a speed of 40. If you ever fail to grip the cloak's edges while flying in this way, or you are no longer in dim light or darkness, you lose the flying speed. While wearing this cloak in an area of dim light or darkness, you can use an action to polymorph yourself into a bat. While you are in the form of the bat, you retain intelligence, wisdom, and charisma scores. The cloak cannot be used this way again until the next time.
Please come out!
I think Calvin should get it.
Damn it!
It would look so cool.
You already have a cool cloak.
You can
cloak.
Turn into a bat.
Well, you can't fly. But, like, it's a Batman cloak. You can fly around. You don't know that shit.
Can you turn into a small enough animal that your cloak can carry you?
The dark man.
Like the rat, maybe.
Like a rat.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
The rat is wearing a cloak and it's flying.
Yeah.
I remember that.
All right, so Calvin, that's yours, buddy.
Fuck yeah. This is great.
You can turn into a bat. You're Dracula.
Yeah.
And you can fucking Batman when he just... Anytime he does that, Lano, I want to hear that song.
Your hindrance, though, is like you're going to do that, and then if you actually let go, and you start falling, you're like, ah!
Or if someone turns on the flashlight.
Yeah, or it's bright.
Yeah,
it's still be dim. Calvin's like soaring in, I ignite my flame sword.
That's awesome. Calvin,
I
would just fly close to the ground. Because you go faster, right?
Well, it's like a glide, right?
Flying. It's flight.
Oh.
So you have an advantage on your
stealth. So I could go up as long as I don't go into light. Or I could fly along the ground. Fucking Voldemort in the
You can't do it in the bright spots.
Yeah.
But you can do it in caverns. We do a lot of our major fighting in.
Now,
does that mean dim or dark?
I need a cantrip that I can cast magic.
Dim or dark.
Yeah. Aaron. Good job. Cloak.
Glad we came and took out these mummies.
That's cool. Well, I am in the...
What'd you get?
Well, I am in the...
You got something, didn't you?
From here?
Yeah.
I got the hide armor from the one place, but nothing from these things. Yeah.
Nothing from the mummies.
Hey.
But you didn't get mummy rot.
It's good.
Helped your party, which is...
I got hurt.
Good.
With the, like, until we took the crown from that guy, I hadn't gotten, like, hardly anything useful.
All right, you have looted this place. There's nothing of value remaining.
All right. I want to look at the fountain again on the way out.
The water elemental fountain?
Yeah, the fountain there, yeah.
Forgot we also just have 5,391 bucks we got from the Stygos thing, too.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to get your phone. You what's your wisdom?
19.
The character immediately recalls four different first-level cleric spells and grows a coat of downy white feathers. The spells are lost if not used within the hour.
Damn, okay. Not as good as I hoped.
Oh shit.
Alright, they're all gone in an hour. Alright.
Dude, that was a really funny one.
No, I thought poop was coming.
If they're all gone within an hour, then.
I'm gonna run to the bathroom.
Some of the other ones are gone within a day.
Within a day? I don't want the mischievous fox.
Should I say you today?
The raven one I could touch. What did it give me?
You can touch the.
Because there was the raven as well.
You can't touch the turtle.
No, I tried the turtle before. Yeah, the bear wouldn't work.
You're one strength away from the turtle.
Yeah.
What about me?
Sorry, what was
don't
the...
Don't touch a thing.
Which one?
The water elementals. There was the raven I touched before. I did that one.
Yeah, the raven is four different arcane spells.
And that's within an hour as well?
Yeah.
Okay, and then the fox I touched as well, which I gave me, wanted me to be mischievous.
Yeah, the fox gives you a +2 dex, but you grow fur and are struck by the overwhelming urge to cause mischief.
Yeah, I'd love that. How long does that last?
24 hours.
Man, I wouldn't mind that, but all right, we'll forget it.
We need to travel back to the school anyway, right?
Is
the entire treasure room that we got the skull out of, like, we got everything else out of there as well? Like, there wasn't any gold or anything left over?
Everything was so rusted, as far as, like, the gold is concerned. You got everything that was of value.
There's nothing else of value. It was basically the same.
Okay. Yep.
All right, yeah, we got everything from the place.
And I want to go to the one that gave Shane 1 hour or whatever of saving throw things. And I want to give it, I'm going to put a lot of money there. Get like
how much money do you need to get?
Days or life. Like, I want to figure out.
For life?
Lifetime of saving throws.
I'm saying, like, what if, like, I get 2 weeks, but then we go back to school for 3 weeks?
Yeah.
But how do you really want to test?
That was 3 of 5.
Book smarts, mystery smarts.
I need to figure out how much to give.
I think he put in, like, 20 or 25 gold pieces, and he got an hour.
What were you going to say?
I think is what it was.
I want to destroy that one that took my hunger. So it never happens to anybody else.
Well, it's been 24 hours, so...
It's 5 days for me!
Oh, 5 days.
Yes!
Yeah, days. Right.
5 days!
That's what I'm wanting to do.
It's
with
only
this,
been 2.5!
With this skill check thing, okay. I want to try to get a long time. I don't know how long I can go, though.
I found it.
See, what did you do? You did, like, 20 or 30 or something like that?
I think it was, like, 25 gold pieces or something like that.
Oh, God. 100 in there.
Hey, can I do more? Let's see what happens.
Yeah, go ahead.
What do you do first?
Damn you!
Because that'd be good. You know, it won't be fair.
Huh?
It won't be fair.
I'm going to put it in. You're going to be like, oh, that much. I'll put in more. I'll put in 100 pieces or something worth 100. Emeralds. Something.
The worshiper will make every saving throw for the next hour.
Damn. All right. Gotta go higher then. Shane, you do next.
I don't know.
Oh, you little bitch!
I think it caps out.
I get that.
Shane, you should take it back out.
You do some, like, awesome part.
No, you get cursed! You fail every saving throw.
Glad that you take it out of there.
If I knew, I'm going to be cool for a bit, you know? Well, I'm going to be hungry for 5 days.
Do it!
You're going to eat anyway.
Okay, yes. How much money did I put in to get 5 days worth of my curse thing?
I don't remember.
Can I get my money back?
It's a blessing, not a curse.
I think you put, like, 50 in?
Yeah. So, 50 is in there, and I was blessed with 5 days of no hunger.
Yes.
So
blessed.
So it's been 2.5. What happens to me if I take 50 back?
I don't know. You want to do it?
I kind of do, just to try it.
Do it.
No, I mean, Torque is a... I mean, unfortunately, like his father, he's like, he's a gambler. He wants to see.
We'll do it.
What would you give me if I do it?
Nothing.
You'll probably get...
I'll give you a good bear. Give me 10. Give me 10 gold.
10 gold.
Let me get 10 gold. I'll do it. That way I'm sure getting 10 gold. Realize what happens.
Then you're going to get 20.
Yeah, well, 50.
Well, you're going to get 50.
Come on.
You want to get 60 gold?
Yeah. I don't know what the effects are going to be.
I dare you. I dare you, Torque.
Yeah. I mean, just give me 10 bucks. I'll do it.
10, no.
Okay, give me five.
If something negative happens, I will give you 5.
Okay. Will you cover the other 5?
I'll give you 2.
Shane, will you cover the other 5?
The other 3.
Why not?
The other 3? Okay, I'm getting 10. I take 50 coins. Negative. I take 50 coins out of the bowl.
The food guy?
For 1 week, you lose 2 HP per day to a hunger that cannot be satiated.
All right.
So I'm 2 HP down all the time.
For 1 week.
1 week. So I'm at 47, my max, my temporary max.
I thought
max.
It was 2 HP like a day, it keeps subtracting.
Here's 2 gold, talk.
It'd be all terrible right, get 10 if it extra was like gold.
2 the first day, and 4 the next day, and 6 the next day.
I mean, it could be, but I would assume he would heal between those days.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, at the beginning of the next day.
It doesn't reduce his maximum.
Right.
Okay. But that's for how long?
For a week.
All right.
So I got 60 extra gold.
So you put in that, you got a week, you took it out, it cursed you for a week.
Yeah.
So I put in 100, blessing for an hour. If I just take it out, as long as I don't do anything bad for an hour, I should be fine.
Should be. Or you can keep it and you can park
random around. Count.
How much do you give me to take my 100 back?
2.
2 gold?
Yeah.
All right, I'll take it 100 out.
All right. I'll give you 2 gold. God damn it. 50 extra gold.
I am not going to take my coins out of the disease.
Right, no. I will not do that.
I don't want diseased for the next 4
years. Yeah, the disease one might be dangerous.
Nah, that's not good.
You will suffer maximum damage from the next 10 attacks made in anger.
Made in anger?
Oh my gosh.
That seems weird. Forever?
Until
that's ridiculous.
it's like 10 slaps now or 5 slaps whenever I choose.
We gotta figure out a way to attack you in anger, genuine anger, but not hurt you very much.
But like punch you in the face and you attack him in anger.
Yeah, like
with like a foam sword.
Let's go get like a feather.
If only it was Torque, you could be a mouse.
Yeah, damn it.
Oh my god.
Welcome. Turn into a bat. Attack me as your bat.
Only in darkness.
Why don't I just pick up like a stick and attack him with the stick?
Whatever max damage would be.
What's the max damage of a stick?
Let's do this later, maybe.
No, so now.
Damn. You should do it now.
What if we get a
surprise encounter? Yeah.
This won't get hit.
All right, I'm going to pick up a stick. It's a little twig.
It's got to be in anger.
I'm going to punch him in the face. He's mad.
No.
And then just.
You punch him in the face.
No, you. Then
that way he's angry
yeah,
at you.
Punch
no, he's still angry if I punch him.
Oh, fuck! Did I hit him? How much damage does that do?
10 times!
How much damage does the one attack do?
So, you have to be. You have to want to kill the person.
Oh, man, that's really hurt, too.
That took damage.
You have to insult him in a way.
No, we can't trick it.
I think Rick made this up.
Rick is telling us we can't trick it.
Alright.
You greedy son of a bitch for 2 gold coins.
Like 100.
102.
But you spent those 100 to get a benefit, and then you took the benefit away.
I didn't want that benefit. It was only an hour.
Alright, so we need to go and aggro, like, a squirrel. Something that really wants to kill you, but can't put much damage.
We'll figure it out later.
So, we need to, like, yeah, put you in, like, an area that, like a cockroach or something is trying to kill you. But can't do much.
Or just some low-level monsters.
Yeah. Like fruit flies.
No! They're not gonna try and kill
We're
you!
We're gonna figure this out, Aaron. I'm
it
sorry.
It has to be in anger.
Alright. You let me know what you need, buddy.
Let's get out of here.
Oh my gosh.
Alright, so you're leaving?
Yes.
Alright, so...
I think it's time to go back to school.
Well, you get to the bottom of the stairs.
Oh, damn.
And you see a familiar-looking lizard folk.
Ah, the king!
And he's coming, he's pulling like a wagon.
Mm-hmm.
Ah! Welcome!
Friend,
greetings.
What's up?
Welcome to my kingdom.
It is beautiful!
We have made it safe for you.
See my servants? Points at the wagon. There's a bunch of lizard folk heads in there.
Very nice.
I am sure they are very gracious to be in your servitude.
Indeed.
Nice wagon.
Come, gather around.
All right.
Okay, let's do it.
We gather.
Kneel.
He is a king. I kneel.
I will not besmirch him or insult him.
I dub thee knight. He does it to all of you.
Nice.
What's the name of your kingdom?
The realm of Borlock.
Borlock.
Knight of Borlock.
So I am Torque, Breaker of Chains, Knight of Borlock. Student of Torchbearer Academy.
Hopefully one day graduate.
All right, that's one of that's when we introduce ourselves, we can all say that we're Knights of Borlock. Mm-hmm. The King of Hell.
How do you spell Borlock?
B-O-R-L-O-K. He draws like an X on you in blood from his servants.
Oh, okay.
Now, I am weary. I must rest.
Don't show him your sword.
Rest well. We must be heading out.
Yes. This will be a grand palace when you return. You'll be welcomed as heroes.
Well, we look forward to it very much, my liege.
Thank you.
It's going to be a hell of a wagon ride back up that.
He's struggling.
I'm going to run you over when I come back down.
He's struggling, but he's not deterred.
He's a great lizard folk.
The one people, we dispersed paths with the one people, right?
Yep.
So we only need to go back money. There. So we can probably just head back to Torchbearer Academy, right? Did we finish everything we needed?
We got Resplendent. We healed the land. We freed the slaves.
We killed the dragon.
We got many riches and gold. We each, like, I have 1,805 gold right now.
1,800?
So,
damn,
yeah.
I got
13. Well, I had 300 in this rubies that we did a long time ago.
Oh, yeah, I didn't add all these on here.
Yeah. I just added all mine together, so. Anyway, yeah, we got to figure out how to get rid of Aaron's curse.
So, you start your journey back to the school.
All right.
We should pay a peasant to try to kill him.
He has to want to kill him.
Yes, to kill him with, like, a fish or something like that.
And if he doesn't kill him with a fish, then...
Then we don't pay him. But if he can, then we pay him, like, 200 gold.
But what if he comes with one of those fish that Goku caught?
No, we give him the fish.
Find a homeless guy and he gets to eat that fish if he kills me with it.
There won't be much left of the fish. He's not going to do that. We'll just eat the fish.
All right, so we return back to the school.
Well, do we?
After a very,
We're journeying back.
Yeah. I'm just saying we're attempting to. After a very long journey.
Traveling.
Yeah, so you begin the journey. You're tired, in need of a good bath or shower. You're weary. You haven't had a good night's sleep in a while. You have many memories, many new experiences. Mm-hmm. Have therefore leveled up. But you are able to make it back to the school with no further hindrances.
Okay. I mean, on the way here, we got attacked by alligators.
Yeah, and you almost died.
Seemed like so long ago. What a journey this has been.
We were level 3.
Okay. Made some friends, made a lot of enemies.
But they're mostly dead now.
Still got Mauv and Kyleth and the other brother and the Mountain King.
Yes, but now we have an ally.
Yeah.
Borlock.
Borlock. King Borlock. I wonder when he'll next call us in the service.
Yeah. He'll press us in the service.
What is his name, Dalog?
His name is, Dalog.
Dalog, and
but it's the King Borlock. Borlock.
Dalog, King of Borlock.
Yeah, he's redubbed himself. If you roll history, you might know who Borlock is.
18 plus 1.
Borlock is a mythical lizard folk king.
Nice.
Cool.
So he basically believes he's King Arthur, but for lizards.
Okay.
Nice.
For lizards, not wizards. Well, I'm gonna get back here. I want to rest. I want to get my health back.
Clean. Yeah, health back. I have to wait out how many days?
Of hunger?
No, my hunger. I can live with the hunger. I have 2 less HP for a week.
Yeah.
Talk, perhaps we can discuss with the professor someone that can maybe decurse us here at the academy.
Perhaps. Also, we need someone to analyze this lance that we got.
We should take them to Headmaster Vish.
Did we bring the shield as well?
Yes,
we also... Volcom has the shield as well.
All right.
And once you get back, there's your friend that you left as well.
Yes, I have to deal with that as well.
Yep. Sponge. He's been for a while.
Yeah, I don't know how long
we've been. And then shit.
We kind of leave her
weeks.
Not fighting.
Yeah.
Might be better for her.
Yeah.
We need to, like, put her with someone we can trust that can be responsible for her, I feel like.
Yes.
Tutor her. You can leave her with the ethics teacher.
Maybe we could do something like that. Someone that can handle her like we can't, because we often
lose concentration and talk over each other, and she gets confused and runs away. So
I do that locate object. I could put like a necklace on her or something, and then I'll be able to locate that object. I could locate any object pretty much within mm-hmm. 1,000 feet, as long as she's within 1,000 feet.
I think it needs to be like in Pokemon when you put them like a Pokemon daycare and you come back and they have grown. New abilities and grown and new levels. And so maybe we leave her with like an ethics teacher, those kind of things.
Two of my orbs are full.
Yes.
And I take those to Vish.
You will when you get back.
Okay.
Yep. You definitely want to give those orbs.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, I say we return to our classes. We learn what we can learn. I do have some new interests that I think that would help me in my journeys. Like maybe I can try to find someone here that's good at making or repairing weapons. I'd like to learn more about that. So that's what I want to do. You guys have any goals for the next couple weeks of school?
Passing.
No.
probably working with Vish to sort out the amulet
mm-hmm.
ordeal.
Yeah.
Removing my curse would be a good start.
Yeah.
I guess some stuff I want to learn, so.
Yeah. You got a lot of curses you got.
And also.
Don't you, your whole village is cursed, isn't it?
Yeah, there's a problem.
Okay. Thanks, guys, for watching this episode of our Dungeons & Dragons campaign. If you want to see what happens next time, you can right now over at patreon.com/blindwave. Also, let us know what rules we got wrong in the comments, because there'll probably be a couple.
Damn!
Thanks, guys.